Are you on top of your career professionally, but not on top of your health? If the answer is yes, the Executive Fitness and Health Podcast is ideal for you. You'll be empowered to increase your health, fitness and happiness, no matter how busy your schedule is. You will receive tips on how to incorporate stress reduction, exercise and healthy eating whilst traveling, entertaining clients or during office parties so that you can lead a healthier and happier life. Here's your host and producer, Gerald Smith.
Hi, my name is Gerald Smith, and today I'm going to talk to you about the top three worst effects that coffee has on your body. Before I go into that, I just actually want to talk to you about some of the benefits of drinking coffee, and there are a few. One of them being that coffee is high in antioxidants, and antioxidants stop free radical damage from the toxins that we get into our body from pollution, from the foods we eat, and other various sources. So antioxidants are actually anti-aging in nature, and coffee is one of the top five richest foods in antioxidants, so that's one great benefit to drinking coffee. Also, coffee stimulates the brain, it stimulates the liver, and it's also been shown to improve exercise performance as well. So there's many benefits to drinking coffee, providing that you're healthy, but there are also three reasons why you shouldn't drink coffee. Now, the first one is that it actually affects your sleep. Let's not forget, first and foremost, coffee is a stimulant. It affects a small organ in your body called the adrenal glands, and the adrenal glands release adrenaline and cortisol. Adrenaline accelerates your heart rate, whereas cortisol is something that we call catabolic, which means that it breaks down tissues within your body. So it's going to break down protein, fat, carbohydrates. It's going to make them readily available for energy, so that when you're in danger, you've got this energy to get away. So if you're about to be attacked, you're going to have your heart rate accelerate, you're going to have lots of energy available, you run away, and hopefully you're going to get away, and you calm down, and that's it. That's that period over with. You release some hormones to help during the period of time when you're resting and relaxing. When you drink coffee, coffee lasts for up to 12 hours in your system, so you've got this constant breakdown and constant release of cortisol going on for a long period of time, and it's this long release of cortisol which affects your sleeping patterns. So when it's going to affect how long you sleep for. It's also going to affect the quality of your sleep as well, so you may find that you're not going into a really deep sleep, which means that you're going to be waking up for a little bit, coming back out of your sleep, going back to sleep, and then waking up not really feeling fully refreshed and recharged. So that's the first reason. The second reason is that coffee is actually a stressor on your body. So I just mentioned before how you release the stress hormone called cortisol as a response to drinking coffee. The bad impact of this, the impact this has on your body as well, is that after you've released all this energy, after you've broken down fat, after you've broken down glucose, after you've broken down your protein cells, your body then has very little energy left and very low blood sugar levels. So what it does as a result of using up all this energy is your body's blood sugar levels plummet to down here. So your body sends a signal back to the brain telling it that it needs something sweet to eat. And what you'll do is you'll probably go for like a donut or something really high in sugar, something high in refined sugars, and your blood sugar levels will go from being really low to spiking all the way up. So they're going to be up here. So this is where your normal blood sugar level should be, and all of a sudden you're going to eat something that's up here, which is way too high for the body. So the body wants to immediately get the blood sugar levels back down, so your blood sugar levels plummet, and then you have this yo-yo effect of the body saying, I need sugar, oh it's too high, I need sugar again. So the stress that this puts in your body as well can also have impact on health-related diseases as well, such as diabetes or even making you put on weight, this constant yo-yo effect. So the release of insulin is really bad for your body. The third reason why you should avoid coffee and why it's bad for you is that it's also addictive as well, because once you're used to the stimulation that you get from drinking coffee, you want it all the time. You feel that you need it. You feel that you need coffee to be focused, to do your work, to be more productive, to it's just something that your mind just tells you. So it's partly physical, but it's also mental, the addiction that you have with coffee as well. So these are three things that you need to be aware of, and these are three reasons why you should definitely avoid drinking coffee. And again, it depends on your health status. I mean, there's some people that can drink coffee and it will be good for them. But obviously, if you're someone that's constantly fatigued, then coffee is something that can be bad for you, because if your lifestyle is very sedentary and your diet very poor as well, then this is also something that can impact on your health. So just be aware of that.
Thanks again for listening to the Executive Fitness and Health Podcast. If you feel that this podcast is adding value to your health and to your life, then please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes. You can contact me with your questions, problems, or concerns at slimmer, fitter, stronger@gmail.com. Have a fantastic and productive week.